And welcome to CCNA 2 Review 2 of ACLs. Now, before I get started, has anybody got any questions on ACLs apart from can you please write me the ACL for Lab 11.2.x? Because no, I won't. But has anybody got any questions?
Nothing here.
Okay, we have a happy Chris. Okay, is Dean on this morning?
Certainly am.
Yeah, I was actually seeing whether he's actually on and awake, Sue, so I could see his name there, but no, that's okay.
Right, so I fell asleep with the keyboards.
Yeah, exactly. If I sort of hear "add" on chat, we'll know you've fallen asleep. Now, did you sort out your confusion incoming and outgoing stuff on the ACLs?
Yeah, I think I got it in my head after we discussed it the other day.
No, just chatting that up.
If you want to review it again, that'd be all right.
Oh, that's okay. All right. Well, I'm just going to do a very quick rundown on ACLs, and then if anybody has any questions, you can ask them. Now, ACLs, two basic types of ACLs. There are basic ACLs, which match on the source IP address only. And there are extended ACLs which match on all sorts of stuff. Basic ACLs are between 0 and 99 and 1,000 and 1,399, I think, if my memory serves. Does that sound right, or is it 1,299?
You're right, Anchor.
Okay. And then your extended ACLs can match on all sorts of things, and they are from 100 to 299 and from 1300 to 1999, I think, are the numbers on the extended ACLs. These are the access control lists that concern themselves with TCP/IP, which are the ones we're doing in this course. There are other access lists for DECnet, IPX, SPX, AppleTalk, and all sorts of other things. If you would like to know about them, fire up your favorite search engine. Mine's Google. We think we all know that by now. Or use the question mark command on your access control list commands to extract all sorts of information out of your router. Be aware that different levels of iOS contain different support for ACLs, as Dean found out. You need a pretty recent version of iOS to do named ACLs even, as Dean found out. So depending on how good your iOS is, depends on whether it will like things or not. Access control lists are a method for controlling the access to network resources and hosts and things through a router, an administrative device. They use a wildcard mask as opposed to a subnet mask. A wildcard mask says which bits in the IP address have to match in the access control list. If a bit is set to 1 in the wildcard mask, it will force a match on the access control list regardless of what the bit in the IP address is. If you specify in your access control list an IP address and then the wildcard mask of 0.0.0.0, you must match the IP address exactly. If you specify an IP address and a wildcard mask of 255.255.255.255, it will match every IP address. So the wildcard mask tells it which bits are to match against the IP address in the access control list. The bits that match do not need to be contiguous and can be scattered across the wildcard mask. So a wildcard mask of 255.0.255.0 says that the second and fourth octet of the IP address must match exactly with whatever you've specified in the IP address. Any questions?
Do you mean the first and third, or am I getting confused here?
No, the first and the third. Thank you, Graham. I haven't had my morning coffee at the association yet. The first and the third. Graham is absolutely correct. Alrighty. There are some stuff in the notes that say that you should put your basic access control lists closest to the source and your extended ones closest to the target. Why? Well, I was thinking about this the other day, which is something I do on the odd occasion when I'm not lecturing. And basically, the basic access control lists match on the source of the IP address, and you're going to know the source as soon as the packet enters the router. So if you can drop them as soon as you know where the packets are coming from, it's going to be more efficient to drop them at the originating router. Whereas when you are matching on other attributes in the IP packets, you may be matching on source port, target port, source IP address, targeted IP address and stuff. Often all of those pieces of information won't be known until it reaches its final router, so you should put the extended access lists as close to the as close as, you know, as soon as you'll know those pieces of information. So often that is on the target router. Now, has everybody, apart from Gemma, of course, and Gordon and stuff, who hasn't finished the IT the CCNA 2 labs?
Me, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, Graham's getting there. Anybody else not finished CCNA 2 labs? All right, well, I'll assume everybody has. Otherwise, you'll be sending me labs in the next week or so. There is a practical for CCNA 2, and they're going to do devilish things with you in access control lists. And you do have to set up a series of ACLs in your practical, and you will be given the requirements for the ACL lists, and you will not be given any sections of the ACL list. You'll have to come up with them yourself. And then somebody goes through and breaks the router for you, and then you have to fix it. One of the things that they did last year, and I don't know whether they do this every year, so I may have spoiled it for somebody, is they reversed the direction of one of the access control lists, which caused all sorts of fun. So, practical for CCNA 2 coming up soon. What were we doing about the practice practical, Ian? Okay, we're still waiting on the practice practical, so if you're waiting on the practice practical, you can that will be done soon, and then you can go in and do your practice practical before you do your practice, your actual practical. CCNA 2 practice exams, you can organise with Ian to do those. They're right to go if they want to do the practice final. Yes? Yeah, practice written final is easy. So anybody who wants to do the practice written final can organise to do that as soon as they're ready to do so, assuming that Ian's awake and in front of a keyboard and has had enough coffee. Anyone seen Mr. Taylor this morning? I don't think Mr. Taylor's on this morning. And been unusual. All right. Yeah, fair enough. I just wondered where he was. I'll harangue him. I'm going down to see him on the weekend when I go to Melbourne. Okay. Now, unless anybody has any pending questions on ACLs, and this is your last chance unless you email me and stuff, and I won't be on email much over the weekend because I'll be in Melbourne and having a good time, but then I'll be on to having a bad time on Tuesday and I'll be back and looking at my email. Anybody got any questions on ACLs before we move on to ITE2 Module 12? ACL's going once. ACL's going twice.
Can you go over the ins and the outs, as Dean was saying?
Ah, we're going through the and dropped, Ian was saying. Ins and the outs. All right, the ins and the outs. It's very simple, and it sounds really simple, and then when I tell you, you can turn your brain in knots figuring it out. Think as though you are sitting inside the router. So, packets coming into the router, or packets going out of the router. If the packets are coming into you, you want an inbound list. If you want packets going out of the router, you want outbound. So if there are packets coming in on a fast Ethernet interface from workstations that are destined somewhere, say for example to a web server, you want to drop them with an inbound access control list. If there are packets traveling out of the router that you want to stop packets going to a certain destination, you would want an outbound access control list. Remember, one list, one access control list per direction per interface, which is also worth mentioning.
Per protocol.
Per protocol, yes, but we're only using TCP YPI, so we should be pretty right.
Ugly duckly.
Okay.
So it's over to me.
Well, we'll just let Sue hit stop and save and things first.
Okay.